Now, it's time for the
Two
Up on the Upswing.
Welcome back to the Upswing. Let's go. Two Up. Of course, two things in the business world that I'm seeing that you need to know about now. Are you aware of the wine brand Yellowtail? Really budget-friendly, right? It's an Australian-based wine brand, probably known to college students mainly. It's looked the same since the year 2001. And I did some price checks yesterday around the area. A bottle of Yellowtail is, depending on where you're going, about $6.50. I saw it for $6.89 at a few places, too. The company is looking to tweak its look. It kind of has that iconic kangaroo logo. Now they want to stand out even more, and they need to continue to appeal to younger generations to turn away from the canned cocktail lines, because that's where the younger generation is going. Reality is, wine companies want to continue to woo younger customers. So even a legacy brand like Yellowtail is looking to redo its look and feel. In 2024, wine sales to retailers declined by 8%. And this is data from the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America. Wine's competing with canned cocktails, with seltzers, with THC-infused drinks, the rise of NA beer, and so much more. So they're going to make subtle changes at Yellowtail. They're going to move the logo. They're going to make it easier for consumers to immediately recognize the bottle's variety, and they're going to hype up the color contrast. It's really interesting, obviously, as you're walking down the wine aisles, your eye tends to go to the bottles that are more vibrant. And Yellowtail has always been a little more subtle in its look and feel, and it's always played on the fact that it's a bargain price. Now they're going to update that look in a little bit of a bid to make Yellowtail's accessible, easy on the pocketbook brand more available to the younger market. Speaking of more available, our second thing is Harvard for Everyone. Now, higher education costs, we all know they're not getting any lower, right? No matter what the motives are on this, did you hear this yesterday? Yesterday's announcement from Harvard, I think it's a good one. Harvard University is saying that it's expanding its financial aid program, making undergraduate tuition free for students from families with annual incomes of $200,000 or less. And this will begin in the 2025 and 26 academic year. Annual tuition at Harvard, any guesses? $57,000 a year. So this initiative is also going to provide full financial support, including housing, food, and travel for students from families earning $100,000 or less. Now, according to recent data, and it kind of depends on what source you're looking at, but 12.66% of American households make less than $200,000. Make more than $200,000 per year. So we're looking at 89% of Americans are eligible for the free Harvard ride. Now you're saying, Jeff, all right, first, give me the numbers. Give me some more numbers around this. The acceptance rate at Harvard, 3.5%. So for every 100 applicants, only about 4 are admitted. So it's extremely selective. But the thing is, Harvard gets the great minds. This is going to enable a bit of social mobility, and it's going to provide an entrance point to the elite in the country. And you look at why schools like Harvard are doing this? Well, $52 billion endowments. It's also worth noting that Republicans in Congress are weighing tax increases for the top universities and their endowments. So the elite schools around the country, like Harvard, Stanford, and Princeton, could see levies on their investment gains raised as high as 21%. So, yes, whatever the motive is behind this on the Harvard end, I think it's a really good thing for the state of higher education to open their doors to more people, to make higher education more affordable, and to create even bigger, better, brighter opportunities for everyone. Kudos, Harvard. Let's see how this trickles down to endowments at other schools, but also to opening higher education opportunities at other schools, not only the Ivy League schools, but some of the private institutions across the country.